material opulences, and so they can enjoy and be comfortable. That has to do with the word kalmasa, it's beyond that. And beyond that materials, it's not even meant to give us liberation. Chanting the Hare Krishna is not, the purpose isn't, the goal isn't liberation. I'm out of here. That's not our goal. And even our goal isn't Vaikuntha. But the process of chanting the holy name takes you beyond even Vaikuntha to Goloka Vrindavan. And even that's not the goal. Even that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is loving devotional service to Krishna wherever, whenever, wherever. So sometimes bhakti, the process of love of God, above bhakti is prema bhakti. Above prema bhakti is dasya bhakti, service as a servant or as a friend or as a parent or in the conjugal mood. And above them all is that highest level of bhakti. And that's what the perfect chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will bring us to. Beyond that, so bhakti gives us the understanding that Krishna is God, right? By performing devotional service, we understand that Krishna is God. But the process of that Lord Chaitanya has given us even brings one to the point where you can understand that in your that you're higher than God. You're his mother, and you can chase him with a stick. How could Mother Yasoda chase the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a stick? Because she loved him so much as her son, she didn't care if he was God or not. She just loved him, and she wanted to bring him up properly. She didn't want him to be, a vagrant child that just keeps stealing his whole life, So beyond that level of just official love for God is when one loves him so much and that relationship is so personal and so intimate and so intense that it's beyond even the conception that he's the Supreme Personality of God. And that's what Lord Chaitanya is giving. He's so magnanimous. It's amazing. When the previous incarnations would come, they would, like Lord Nrisimhadev, he didn't come just to fight with anybody. He had a fight with a very qualified personality, Hiranyakashipu. When Lord Ram came, he didn't fight with just anybody. He had his rasa with Ravana. But Lord Chaitanya, when he comes and gives love of Godhead to anybody. He's not looking for the most qualified. He's looking for the ones who are the least qualified and who care the least about getting it. That's magnanimity. That's what we talk about when we talk about the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya. That he's chasing after us, who in one sense, at a certain point, we didn't even care about getting it. And that's his mercy. In these verses, there's the word Audarya. Lord Chaitanya is so merciful. He's known as the most merciful incarnation. But there's also another word used, Karunya. Karunya, that's there's a subtle difference. That also means mercy. But it's a subtle difference there that I heard somebody explain, not that I realized. Okay. Of the difference between Audarya and Karunya. Audarya means that you realize that Lord Chaitanya is merciful and you go to seek out his mercy. Karunya is when you're not even interested in his mercy and he's chasing after you to give you his mercy. That's merciful. And we can see, you can see little examples of that, even now. So many people have an auspicious birth in the land of India. And yet we see that so many people come to the West, perhaps looking after getting a better economic situation. And what do they do when they come to the West? They bump into the Hare Krishnas. So there's Lord Chaitanya running after them. Oh, you thought you'd escape? No, here we are. Here we are at UF. You thought you'd come just to go to school, but I know you're hungry. So take prasadam. Were you thinking that you wanted to become self-realized, that you wanted to become a devotee of the Lord? No, you just wanted some food. And there's Lord Chaitanya in his, through the agency of his devotees, running after all of us and giving us an opportunity to become purified and take up the process of bhakti. That's a sample, some of the samples of Lord Chaitanya's magnanimity. So he exhibited it during his pastimes. All of his pastimes, if you think, all of his pastimes exhibit some magnanimous nature. Somebody's benedicted, whether they were looking for it or not. So he's not it's not a stereotype square box type of magnanimity. He doesn't give it out in one way, only by giving prasadam. He's so many ways. Even sometimes he can beat somebody and give him his mercy. Even sometimes he can take beatings from others and bestow his mercy. So one of that example is with Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya and Lord Chaitanya, they had a very unique relationship. And Advaitacharya considered Lord Chaitanya his Lord and Master. But, Advaitacharya considered Lord, he considered him the Lord and Master, but Lord Chaitanya treated him as his master. Thank you, Krishna. He treated him with respect, but Advaitacharya wanted to be treated as a servant. But Lord Chaitanya was always treating him with such respect and reverence and so many things. So he's thinking, Advaitacharya is thinking, how can I get that rasa? How can I achieve my goal of that rasa? So he thinks, aha, I figured it out. I'll preach jnana. And Lord Chaitanya will become angry. So Advaitacharya had two residences, one in Shantipur and one in some other place. He had Mayapur and Shantipur. So he went off to Shantipur and he started to preach jnana, you know, how the glories of jnana, how important jnana is. And bhakti's inferior, because if you don't understand, if you don't have jnana, what good is bhakti, you know? So he was doing that, and Lord Chaitanya, after some time, said to Lord Nityananda, I haven't seen Advaita for some time. Let's go see him. Nityananda said, sure, let's go. So instead of going on the highway, on the road, they decided to go by the bank of the Ganges, because at that time the Ganges flowed, and Advaitacharya's house was on the bank of the Ganges there. So they went by the bank of the Ganges. In the meantime, on their way, they saw this beautiful little ashram. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, whose is that? And Nityananda said, oh, it's some sannyasi's ashram. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, let's go get some mercy. Let's go get some blessings from this sannyasi. So they went in unannounced, uninvited. They went to this sannyasi's ashram and offered their respects to the sannyasis. And when they stood up and the sannyasi saw them, he was captivated by their beauty. They were so beautiful, so attractive. And he invited them, please come and take some prasadam. He said, no, we're really in a hurry. We have to go. We're going. No, go take a bath in the Ganges. Take your prasadam here. Now, it just so happens that this sannyasi was a particular type of sannyasi that a particular sect of sannyasi. They were sannyasis, but they had their little sevadasis on the side, their wives. It was all arranged and all structured and everything. And you could say it's a wife, but she was called a sevadasi. So here he was, this sannyasi with his wife, lived in this ashram. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are there. So they go take bath, they come, and they have all these nice fruit and milk for them. Jackfruit, lychees, and so many different types of fruits. And as they're, when they paid their obeisances and stood up, the sannyasi was so attracted by their beauty, he said, may you have a good home. May you have opulence. May you have a nice situation in life. May you have all of these material benedictions. And Lord Chaitanya said, hello? You're a sannyasi and you're giving me a benediction to have a good home and a nice opulent situation, it doesn't really compute for me. And the sannyasi said, Lord Chaitanya said, you should be giving me the blessing that I get Krishna prema. And the sannyasi said, you've got this rare human birth, but if you don't have any money, what good will Krishna prema do for you? Interesting, huh? It's interesting. And now we can hear it, we hear it and we can chuckle and everything, but it's actually so interesting to see how just a little bit of deviation in one part and you come out to a whole other conclusion at the end of that. And we have to take it seriously, that we have to be so careful, because deviation is a real thing. It's a real thing that happens. Okay, so anyway, Lord Chaitanya tried to straighten him out, and the sannyasi started to get angry. So now I hear the what they said in the Puranas. If you befriend somebody, then later they'll come and beat you with a stick. Now I see that this is what's happening. I giving you a good benediction, nice house, opulent situation, and you're chastising me. It's just like, so Nityananda tried to calm him down. No, you're a great sannyasi. It's okay, he's just a young boy. He doesn't know everything, just he's fine. And so then he offered him to come and eat some fruit. So they sit down, they're eating the fruit, and the sannyasi says to Nityananda, shall I bring some bliss? And Lord Chaitanya is looking at Nityananda. What's he talking about? And Nityananda says, he means wine. Wine. So here he is with his seva dasi and his wine. And he's, you know, anyway, and Lord Chaitanya, when he hears that, he says, Vishnu, Vishnu, and he jumps and he runs up and he jumps away and jumps into the Ganges to go swim to Advaitacharya's house. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he gives a commentary. Said, just see how magnanimous Lord Chaitanya was. That sannyasi was a false sannyasi. He was a false sannyasi. He didn't go out of his way to invite Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya just showed up. And then Lord Chaitanya preached to him and took prasadam at his house. Said, so much mercy he gave to that sannyasi, even uninvited as it was. So anyway, he said, surely he'll get love of Godhead. If not in this life or some future life, he'll get that from the association with Lord Chaitanya. So in the meantime, they're swimming down to Advaitacharya's house in Shantipur. And Lord Chaitanya, as he's getting closer and closer to Shantipur, he's getting a little more riled up. He said, that Advaitacharya, he called me. I was peacefully sleeping on the ocean of milk. And Nara came. Nara in Bengali means to shake. You know, he came and shook me and woke me up and said, come, what are you doing to deliver the people? And now he's preaching gyan, that Nara, when I see him, I'll get, you know, whatever. So he's getting all, Nityananda's just smiling and swimming, and they get out. But Advaitacharya, he's also Vishnu avatar, so he knows Lord Chaitanya's coming. So he gets a little asana, he sits on a little asana, calls a few special friends. And he starts preaching about the glories of Gyan. How Gyan is so important. Gyan gives you the eyes. Bhakti is important, yeah. But if you don't have the eyes to see, then what good is bhakti? So you need, Gyana gives you the eyes, and bhakti will help you develop love of God. But anyway, so Lord Chaitanya is coming in, and his whole countenance is angry. He's exhibiting it. So Sita, Advaitacharya's wife, and Achyutananda and Haridas are all there, and they're looking at Lord Chaitanya. We never saw him like this, so angry. And he comes in, and Advaita's on his little asana preaching, and Lord Chaitanya pulls him off the asana, pulls him out to the courtyard, starts giving him a few little slaps and punches, and starts beating him up. And Sita, his wife, Sitapati, she's getting all, you know, Don't do this. If you keep doing this, anything can happen. He's just an old man. Anything can happen. Anything can happen means he could die from this because he's quite old. He's quite elderly. And Advaitacharya is in bliss. And so after a few little tussles there, Advaitacharya gets up and says, Hari Bol, now you've given me your mercy. Now you've given it to me. Because this is just what I wanted. I wanted that relationship. You treated me like a superior previously, but is this the way you treat a superior? No, you were just faking it then. And you knew, you know that I am your servant, and now you're correcting me. And that's what I wanted. So he's giving his mercy in so many unusual ways. Now, that's not how he exhibited his mercy to the people in general. He didn't go beating them up. But there were so many ways he exhibited his mercy. Then one time in Srivasa's house, when Lord Chaitanya, after he came back from Gaya, and he was exhibiting all the characteristics of a Vaishnava. Previously, he was exhibiting characteristics of a proud young whippersnapper type of a Brahmin that would continually argue with people. But after he went to Gaya, he had a whole change of countenance and mood and mentality, and exhibited the mood of a Vaishnava. So one time, but so he'd always take on a humble attitude. But sometimes he would exhibit his Aishwarya Bhav, you know. So one time in a Srivas house, he sat on the, he took all the shalagrams and kind of pushed them to the side a little bit and sat on the altar and exhibited his form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he called all the devotees, come and ask for whatever benediction you want. So some people were saying, oh, my father's not happy that I'm a devotee. Can you please give my father love of God? Tatastu, no problem. Oh, this, oh, that, oh, there's so many things. And so then, so he called Gangadas, one of his devotees. Gangadas, he said, Gangadas, come here. You remember the time when the Yavanas came to attack your family? They were coming to attack your village, and you wanted to flee the village in the middle of the night. And so you took your family, and you were fleeing in the nighttime, and you came to the bank of the Ganges, and there was no boat. There was no means to cross the Ganges. And you were in so much anxiety. You were afraid that the Yavanas were going to come and touch your wife and so many things. And you wanted to jump in the Ganges then and commit suicide before anything bad would happen. Do you remember that? And Gangadas said, yes, yes, I remember. Now Gangadas, just a little note here. Gangadas is older than Lord Chaitanya, and this pastime took place before Lord Chaitanya was manifest, I think. Okay, so he said, yes, I remember. He said, and then finally one boatman came, and you said to the boatman, oh, boatman, just take me across this river. I'll give you a rupee. I'll give you presents. I'll give you so many things. Just take me across. You remember that? And he said, yes. He said, Lord Chaitanya said, I was that boatman. Gangadas, he didn't, even up to that point, didn't realize that that was Lord Chaitanya. Not till Lord Chaitanya revealed it to him. I was that boatman that came and saved you. So, well, one of the takeaways from that story is, we don't know what's really in the different situations we get ourselves into in our life, you know, and the difficulties that we go through, and how we come out through the other side, whether it's through somebody doing this or that or whatever. That's Krishna's mercy. Even today, that's Krishna doing those things for us. We can't think that Lord Chaitanya came 500 or so years ago, and now it's a different time. He's here now. He's here now, and he's so happy that all of you are here, and all of you are making your attempt to put your heart at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So don't forget to look for Lord Chaitanya's mercy in your life. It's there. And don't forget to ask for Lord Chaitanya's mercy in your life. He'll give it to you. So there was another time, a different, not, that was when Lord Chaitanya came as the boatman. So then also Advaitacharya, another story with Advaitacharya, previously when he was bewildered studying the Bhagavad Gita, and he was up to the 13th chapter, fifth verse, talking about the super soul has hands and legs everywhere. Advaitacharya was trying to churn that in his mind and try to understand how it was. And he wasn't satisfied. He couldn't figure it out, so to speak. And so he decided, I'm going to fast until I'm happy until I can figure this out, until I can understand what this means, the purport of this, I'm going to fast. So I don't know how long he fasted for, but anyway, he's fasting, and Lord Chaitanya called him and said, I was the one who came to you and revealed the meaning of that verse and told you not to fast. So then there was another time, then he called Haridas Thakur. So we're familiar with the story of Haridas Thakur, how he was beaten in 27 marketplaces, and he was beaten in many marketplaces, and he and Lord Chaitanya called him that time, and he said, "When you were being beaten, I was in Vaikuntha, and I was ready to throw my Sudarshan Chakra. Sorry, I have to use this hand. I was ready to throw my Sudarshan Chakra, but my Sudarshan Chakra wouldn't come out of my hand. Do you know? I couldn't do it like that." The reason was that the Sudarshan Chakra wouldn't leave the Lord's hand was because while Haridas was being beaten, he was praying to the Lord, my Lord, please forgive them. They're foolish people. They don't know what they're doing. So Sudarshan, Lord Chaitanya is now saying, I had previously instructed Sudarshan that my devotees are greater than me. So Sudarshan, even though I wanted him to go and kill all of those people who were tormenting you, he wouldn't leave my hand because he knew that you were greater than me and you were pleading for their mercy. So what was I going to do? He wouldn't leave. So I came and covered myself over your back and I took all the whippings on my back. And Haridas is looking at him. And you, when people are listening or talking to you and they understand what you're saying, you can see it on your face, on their face. And when they don't understand, you can also see that quizzical look on their face. So he must have had a quizzical look on his face. Really? That was you? Really? You did that? And he said, yes, I did that. He said, oh, you don't believe? He said, look, I'll show you. And he took off his chadar and he showed all the whip marks were still on his back. That's how much he goes forward to protect his devotees. And again, to bring it to a perspective of our lives, he'll do that for us also in different ways. He'll do it, he'll arrange it in ways. But if we're not looking for that, we won't see it. We'll think, oh, that happened. Oh, yeah, I was saved because of some external reason, but it's we're saved, we're getting the mercy by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That's how magnanimous Lord Chaitanya is. He's so magnanimous that even when he was in ecstasy chanting the names of the gopis and Vrindavan, and that Brahmin student came in and said, Nimai, or whatever he called him, why are you chanting the name of Gopi? Gopi, what benefit are you going to get from the name of chanting the names of the gopis? Better you chant the holy name of the Lord. That's the authorized means for deliverance. You'll get. But Lord Chaitanya is in a different mood. He's absorbed in the highest level of love and prema, and so the person's pressing their point. So Lord Chaitanya takes a stick and he starts to chase him and beat him. And the result of that is that he runs to his other friends and he says, look at this. We were in the same school together and now he's thinking that he can beat us. If he comes to do this again, we'll beat him. We'll beat him. We'll show him. So Lord Chaitanya is so magnanimous. Does he think, okay, forget them? No, he doesn't. He thinks, how am I going to save those people that are even inimical towards me? And that's when he takes sannyas. And he takes sannyas because of their culture, they'll offer respects, and they'll automatically get benefited that way. He's thinking, even for those people who are not thinking of him in love, he's thinking, how can I deliver them? That's how magnanimous Lord Chaitanya is. He's so magnanimous that just by meditating on his mercy, our hearts will overflow. Even that's what Vrindavan Das. I think it's Vrindavan Das Thakur says that if you read, oh, thank you. If you If you read Chaitanya Mangal or Chaitanya Charitamrita, even a couple of drops of tears will come to your eye because the stories are so potent like that. So that just reminded me of one little thing that I wanted to try. So we have the opportunity by Srila Prabhupada's great endeavor, by his great love and his foresight, how he could see that even in this degraded area, the Western world, there's still spirit souls, and those spirit souls still have the opportunity and the potency to develop pure love of God. So he spent so much of his time and energy and endeavor in translating his books. So we have Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Srimad Bhagavatam, we have so much opportunity to hear and read about the glories of the Lord and take advantage of the situation that we're in and develop our love of God. So I just thought I'd ask, if you have a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas and you're satisfied with just one set, that's great. But you can think like this. Perhaps you can think like this. This is a most auspicious day, and it's a most auspicious time of year. And perhaps there's somebody I know that doesn't have a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas yet. Or perhaps there's a wedding coming up, one or two, or three or four, and that would be a great wedding present for somebody. Or perhaps we have children that are getting older and they're about to graduate from school, and perhaps it would be a great gift for them, their own Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I just thought I'd give you the opportunity, because a whole set of Chaitanya Charitamritas is only $99. And if you'd like to order yours right now, we just happen to have them available. And anybody who wants them can come and get one of these cards, and later we'll fill your order. Are there? Yay! Swaha! She's going to give it to her as a present to somebody, I'm sure. And if there's anybody else, that would be great too. Prang Govinda, great. You got to say Hari Bol. Hari Bol! Is there anybody else? We have more available. Look, even right side up. Vegavati, oh great. And Radhakund, Hari Bol! And there's still more opportunity all during the day. Anybody else would like one to purchase? Just let me know, okay? Oh, Lakshmana, Hare Krishna. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. If you want, we have one available in Spanish too. If you want it, or whatever. We have English and Spanish available. But anyway, thank you for your kind attention. We're going to end with another bhajan, okay? So don't go. We have another bhajan. And this bhajan is by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And it's called, you can move it, yes. It's called Sriman, nope, it's not called that. That one. No, Sati Chanastikam by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thanks. And I have the translation. I'm going to read you the translation, okay? Somewhere here. Okay, we're going to sing this responsibly. Can you sing it? Okay, so here's the translation, and then Sin will be singing. I prostrate myself before the son of Mother Sachi, whose radiant lotus face and body shine with the splendor of molten gold. This transcendental body is the playground for continuous expression of variegated moods and ecstatic symptoms that carry his consciousness to the realm where he is no longer aware of that transcendental body. Here's the important part. Only by a particle of his mercy he has delivered the three worlds. And somewhere I have, a particle of his mercy is Tribhuvana Pavana Kripaya Lesham. Just by a little particle of his mercy, he's delivered the three worlds. So, that's enough of the translation. Vrindavani, come on over here. It's an instruction. Ha ha ha. Oh, can you sing into the mic? Because they'd like it much better. Do we have another microphone, please? Ujvalavarana Goravara Deham Vilasit Niravani Bhavani Deham. Sorry, we're going to start again. Ujvalavarana Goravara Deham Vilasita This is going to be call and response. It's our turn to sing, and yours in a minute. Okay, we're starting again. Call and response. We're starting again. Ujvalavarana goravara deham Vilasita niravani bhavani deham